It seems that 99% of our lives is about the mundane. Day after day, the same thing, and it's easy to lose sight of the end game, the promise of eternal life. But there is an end game, and there's a real wonder in patiently waiting on God for that, believing in Him through all the ups and downs of life. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program again. Today we're going to take another look at your eternity from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional Fresh to help you draw ever closer to Jesus. You know, one of the things that sometimes I wish God would do is just hurry up. It seems as though sometimes one mundane day rolls into the next. And in my faith walk, it's easy to lose sight of a majestic God and the power and the love that He has for me. It's easy to lose sight of the end game, which is an eternity in His presence. You know what I'm talking about? The mundaneness, the ordinariness of life can just get you down. And in the middle of that, someone comes along and asks you, if you died tonight, would you be ready for eternity? And it's like that falling sensation you get sometimes when you're heading off to sleep. It casts doubt in your mind. You know, the feelings of experiencing the mundaneness of life and you think, man, am I ready or not? It's kind of this massive gap between the eternal glory of God and the reality of day-to-day life. And that gap can be disconcerting. Well, over the last couple of weeks, this is what we've been talking about. If you or I died tonight, would we be ready for eternity? It's a discussion that we're kind of finishing up today on the program. And I don't think we can do that unless we talk about this gap that so many people experience between the realities of life and the glory of God. When I first became a Christian, man, I had some wacky ideas. I first read the book of Acts. This starts with Jesus ascending into heaven, and then it talks about the early church, the apostles, and all they did, and all the miracles. And I came to the conclusion that times were different back then. It was like there was wall-to-wall miracles right through the book of Acts. Things can't be like that anymore. Until I realized some years later that the stories in the book of Acts span a couple of decades. So between all the flash bang of miracles, there must have been lots and lots of mundane days, tough days. It's just that we don't hear too much about those. We just get the highlights, if you will, in what is, after all, a very short book, given that it chronicles the first 20 or so years of this fledgling thing they call the church. I wonder if that isn't what we expect out of life sometimes. Wall-to-wall miracles, all these amazing mountaintop spiritual experiences. And then, when we discover that it isn't always like that, then so many people lose their way. Church, that isn't all it's cracked up to be. My relationship with God, it's not like in the Bible where there are all these miracles. And so I don't feel sometimes like things are real. I stray away. I find other things to give me a hit. And then some joker gets on the radio and asks me, if you died tonight, would you be ready for eternity? That's why for so many people, this question is kind of, it jars. It smacks you in the face. It either makes you realize that you've drifted away from God, or it shines a light on this gap that we perceive between life and the promises of God. But here's the other thing that I really found when I started reading my Bible. I mean, really. Looking at it not as some distant fable or pantomime story, but reading it for what it really is, a gritty story about life and God's engagement with us in the middle of life. Here's what I discovered. A really strong thread, a theme, something you can't miss about persevering through the trials, persevering through to the end. You don't hear theologians talking too much about their doctrine of perseverance, I have to tell you. No wonder. It doesn't sound very enticing, does it? But here it is. Have a listen. Matthew chapter 24, beginning at verse 1. As Jesus came out of the temple and was going away, his disciples came to point out to him the buildings of the temple. Then he asked them, "You see all these, do you not? Truly I tell you, not one stone will be left here upon the other. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All this is but the beginning of the birth pangs. Then they will hand you over to be tortured, and you'll be put to death, and you'll be hated by all the nations because of my name. Then many will fall away, and they will betray one another and hate one another, and many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because of the increase of lawlessness, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And the last thing that Jesus is promising his disciples is some bed of roses. The last thing he's promising him, I mean, he's saying torture, death, hatred, uncertainty, rumors of wars, and in the midst of all this will come false prophets, people who tickle our ears with promises of an easy life. But that's not it, Jesus is saying. All this stuff that's going to happen to you, the one who endures to the end is the one that'll be saved. For some people, their love for God will grow cold because of tough times. Other people will go chasing after this false promise or that. But here, just before going to the cross, Jesus is saying, hang in there and you will be saved. We've been so conditioned to seek after gratification that, well, it's not an easy message to swallow, is it? The thing that I love about God is that he comes to speak to us through his word, the Bible, boring as I used to think that would be. Not with unrealistic platitudes, not with false, unattainable promises, but with a gritty reality that shines a wondrous light into even the darkest corners of life. And in the midst of a time of great persecution, this was God's message to his people. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Do not fear what you're about to suffer. Beware, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison so that you may be tested, and for 10 days you will have affliction. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. So if there's one thing that I could say to you about being ready for eternity, it'd be this: hang in there. Keep going. Don't give up. I know some days are just awful. I know that. And some days we feel as though God's a million miles away. But his promise is to be with us till the end. And right here, right now, in the middle of the stuff that you're going through and the stuff that I'm going through, he is here with you and he's here with me. Trust this Jesus, not with your head, although that's important, not just with your heart, although that's even more important, but trust him with your life. And we do that by living out our faith, by sacrificing, by loving, by honoring, by encouraging people, even when they don't deserve it. There's something sweet about that. There's something godly and glorious and wonderful about that. This denying ourselves, taking up our cross, and following Jesus. And if you die tonight, right in the middle of a tough patch, but hanging in there, doing good, believing in Jesus, and the evidence of your faith were examined on that day of judgment, that is exactly what God is looking for. So let us not grow weary in doing what's right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about the free daily devotional that we love to send you to help you draw closer to Jesus. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional with a scripture verse and some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. That's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. And it's completely free. To get instant access, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time on Monday, with a different perspective.